Oh.
Hi, may I speak to Mr. Frank, please?
Yes.
Mr. Frank, my name is Angel, and I'm calling you on behalf of Cantor Mortgage. How you doing today, sir?
Should be better.
Right. Mr. Frank, the reason for my call is about a credit inquiry that you did for a mortgage transaction, sir.
Yeah.
Are you looking to buy a house or do something else, Mr. Frank? We are one of the lenders that receive your information, sir.
Well, I screwed up. I put in for a loan out of my bank, and they changed the guidelines, and I forgot to put down an extra $1,250 a month income. So tomorrow I got to go to the bank, and because I screwed up, and they said, oh, you missed it, because I'm a disabled vet.
Right.
And I screwed up and didn't put the extra $1,250 down.
Wow.
You didn't tell me that because I'll be honest with you, my daughter got married and I didn't know I had two something liens or something. When I bought a car, I turned in the lease, I said it was damaged and it wasn't damaged and I had to go through paperwork and everything else. But I forgot to pay the mileage, so they put a thing on it, and when I went for a loan, I never knew 4 years later that it was on.
Wow.
So I took it out of my savings account, because the bank said, take it out of your savings account, pay it off, wait 90 days, and come back. Well, I did. Well, we changed the guidelines. I said, are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, man, I'm sorry to hear you going through all of that, Mr. Frank. And like I said, sir, we are one of the lenders, and we were just calling to provide you with our numbers because we do have some of the best rates. But I didn't know you were going through all of that, sir.
All I'm looking for is, you probably don't do it, $4,000 just to put money back in my savings account and put I have two credit cards I wanted to get rid of, put the $500 on them and get rid of them, pay them off, because I had to use that for my daughter's hotel bill. And that was all, and I said, ma'am, it comes automatically out of my check, and I just did it for 4 years, 119. This one's 109. Oh, I'm sorry, that's their new guidelines. I was pissed.
Wow.
So that's my day right now, sir.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that, Mr. Frank. I hope it gets better and it works out for you for the best, sir. You have a good rest of the day,
Mr.
Frank. Oh, yes, sir?
What's the lowest you lend?
What I can do, sir, and you can ask any question, I can get you the licensed agent on the line. That way you can ask them any questions because they have the license to provide you with that information, sir.
And they call me tomorrow morning because I'm driving.
Oh, okay. We don't work on Fridays, but if you want, you can call us on Monday at any time, sir.
And this number you just called me?
Yes, sir. Yes, you can call us and we can transfer you with the licensed agent. And like I said, they can give you all of that information.
You got it. Thank you.
Yes, sir. You have a good rest of the day, okay, Mr. Frank?
I hope so, sir.
Yes, sir. Goodbye.
Thank you.